Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, joining us here for his monthly appearance on the show. Thanks for being here again.
Oh, appreciate the invite.
It's always fun to talk with you here about all the fun things going on in the military. Let's talk a little bit here. Today, the discussion is going to kind of center around how we can improve quality of life here for veterans in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, it's a topic that comes up regularly when I go visit with veteran support organizations and folks throughout the state. The question I get asked the most is how do we and what measures do we take in order to improve quality of life and, matter of factly, make Kansas the home of choice for our servicemen and women as they separate or retire from the military?
Now, obviously, we were talking ahead of the program here that, you know, there's – it's not the same here in Kansas as it is maybe, say, in Florida, Hawaii, California, Colorado even. We don't have the beaches. We don't have the mountains. Maybe the sexier things here. But what are some things maybe we can look at here to attract veterans here?
Well, you know, the bottom line is, as we discussed, you know, soldiers, when they initially join the military, they have this mindset that, you know, when you ask them where they want to go initially, a lot of them say Hawaii. A lot of them say, I want to go to someplace where there's an ocean. But I think as they start to maturate and grow in the military service, they have an understanding that values mean a lot. You know, and so for me, when I talk to young soldiers, I talk to them on why they joined the military in the first place. And they're wired a little differently. I tell people that less than one half of 1%ers out there, the ones that have worn the cloth of the nation, they hold principles and values and things really close. It's embedded in their heart. And Kansas values, to me, are very, very close and parallel our military values. So that's something that I think is a selling point for us here in Kansas that we don't take full advantage of, in my opinion. We have over 200,000 veterans in the state of Kansas. They chose Kansas as their home. I think we need to poll them, find out what drew them here. I'm sure some of them will say jobs. Some of them will say family. But I think a number of them will give us insights into things that we can start to work on in order to start to recruit those members in the military that we want to call Kansas home.
Obviously, recreation is a big part of that here, but and we do have some of that. I mean,
oh, it's perfect. Yeah, I mean, what's really strange to me is I've seen soldiers been stationed at Fort Riley for several years, and they don't even know Milford Lake is in the area. And they'll say, I'll ask them, "What do you do? What do you like to do?" And they'll say, "I like to fish. You know, fishing was my life when I was a young man." And I'll tell them that one of the best fishing lakes in the state of Kansas, the largest lake in the state of Kansas, is just north of Fort Riley. And they'll shake their heads. You know, the problem with 9/11 wasn't only that we put up a fence and kind of insulated ourselves. It's also that we created this environment where soldiers think that all they can do is crawl onto I-70 and shoot toward Kansas City or go down to Wichita here in the state of Kansas. There is a bunch of wonderful things to see and do that's not very far distance from outside of Fort Riley.
I remember the first time I ever drove through the Flint Hills. It was about 10 years ago. And, you know, I grew up in Missouri and never really kind of went out past Topeka and drove out here for the first time. It was in the middle of the summer. It was pretty green out here. And it's just the lush beauty of that is enough to attract anybody, I would think.
Sure. You know, I just ran into a couple folks from Louisiana during deer hunting season. They were up here looking for a property. One of the things people, the military members don't understand, a lot of them that are hunters, is that Kansas is quickly elevating itself as one of the top states in the nation for deer hunting. A lot of people who used to own ranches in Texas are now looking for property here in the state of Kansas. Why? Because Kansas deer are huge comparatively. So I think that's things we got to be able to talk about with the quality of life thing. If you're an outdoorsman, going over here to the Kansas Prairie and walking that trail is really a neat experience. And there is no state in the nation that has better sunrises or sunsets than the state of Kansas.
We were talking about that this morning here. Dave was telling me how beautiful the sunrise was this morning looking out the windows. You know, obviously there's other things you can do here to promote the quality of life here for soldiers. in the form of tax breaks as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we got to take a close look at what incentivizes people. What are the small things, small victories? Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're taking a look at is, you know, if you're a military member, a veteran, and you've served the cloth nation honorably, and you have a certain disability, for example, or you've received a Purple Heart, or you received a certain Valor Award, why don't we take a look at not charging them to use the turnpike system? That's small, but it resonates. Why don't we look into the fact of not maybe charging them for their license plates or giving them a reduction in some portion of, or taxes? In the state of Kansas or in Texas, for example, they have an act there that basically for education does certain things to reduce the cost of their education for their residents that enter the service and then come back to their state to live. And so the Hazelwood Act, I think, is what it's called, and it's a great start, but it's something that we need to explore. We got Kansas State University that sits right outside the gate of Fort Riley. That university has wrapped its arm around our military and does one of the best jobs, I think, in supporting our military servicemen and women. They've been recognized by the Department of the Army as having the best partnership from a D1 perspective and having a school. And I think it's something we ought to highlight as well.
Do you think something like the Turnpike example, for instance, do you think that is something that could catch the eyes of our state lawmakers and maybe they would consider something like that?
Well, that's something we're already in discussions with. I mean, we communicate. You know, you have to temper action with wisdom, and you have to understand that as we negotiate these things, there's always another side. But I'm all about pushing those initiatives that builds our workforce here and brings in those skilled workers that come out of the out of our military and want to stay and call Kansas home. I mean, we don't have a lack of jobs in the state of Kansas. We have a lack of a workforce. So why don't we work and do the things that in the eyes of our servicemen and women show that Kansas is a military-friendly state? Because we are. We just now have to go out there and tweak a few things, I think, in order to improve the quality of life perception that we have here in the state of Kansas and move from 28th on the scale in all states down to at least the top third.
All right. We have a caller waiting on the line here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Hey, you're exactly right on kind of your discussion there with veterans and real-life story. I retired from Department of State. My older brother spent 26 years in the U.S. Army, retired as a CW-4. And retired out at Lawton, Fort Sill, and he made the conscious decision for his family to stay in Oklahoma because they pay no sales tax up to a certain percent or certain limit. He doesn't pay property tax. The VA benefits there are really tremendous. And even though the rest of the extended family is in Kansas, they made the conscious decision as a veteran to take advantage of those opportunities that state posed to him. So it's a real deal. A lot of veterans make those decisions as they retire, and it's something that our state is kind of long overdue and looking at. So anyway, that's a real world application.
No, I agree, and I appreciate your comments. We do need to take a hard look, and we need to develop a forum where we bring in veterans like your brother and really talk to them on what we can do to really make Kansas a more friendly state and really encourage them to come home. We need their intellectual capital, and we need those type of individuals to come back to Kansas because that's why Kansas, I believe personally, is one of the best states in the nation. And we need to bring home our sons and daughters that go off and serve the military and want to come back home. But by virtue of decisions just like you just heard, I mean, they're going to make decisions that's best for their families. It's not because they don't want to come back. And we have to be able to talk and walk through a process that gets us to a point to where we are enabling those individuals to come back and be a part of this workforce here in the state of Kansas.
I'm curious, and you may not have this answer here, but as far as the retention of soldiers after they're done retiring, where do we stand as far as other states?
Well, you know, here in the state of Kansas, for example, I'll give you Fort Riley, about 3,200 soldiers are reported to separate or retire out of Fort Riley annually, and we're only retaining about 10%. Now, that's creeping up because we've just entered into really a memorandum of agreement between Soldier for Life program for the Army and the Kansas workforce. They are working directly with employers, matching soldiers with employers. But there's a whole other population outside the state of Kansas. There are service members, just like we just heard about this particular situation, where they have gone, they've served for many years. They're retiring, let's say, from Fort Ord, or not Fort Ord, Fort Irwin, California. That shows my age. And yet they make a decision based off of what are the benefits, both from a VA perspective, but from a state perspective. And we got to look how we compete with other states, because we are in a competition, mm-hmm. Especially with some of these Midwest states. And so we have to take a look. We ought to be able to glean the best practices from those other states and bring them into the state of Kansas, talk and walk through it, see what the benefits are. And we have to really look at the long-term return on investment. We can't look at it nearsightedly. And that's what I think we do in some cases. We don't look at the long-term benefits versus the short-term impacts. And I think we have to do that better.
All right. Well, we've reached time to take our first break here, so let's do that. We'll come back more with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, when we return. News Radio KMAN.